Welcome to the Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas here alongside Atlantic Football head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us again. And let's talk about that game you had against Clark last week.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, the kids played pretty well. Offensively, I thought we executed very well. We had some bumps in the road there, special teams-wise, that put our defense in a bad situation. The score looked a little bit worse than what it was for us on the defensive end. Giving the ball to Clark inside. I think they had inside the 5 and inside the 20 on two fumbles, and then they had a kick return for a touchdown that kind of makes it look worse for our defense than what it really is. But only given, I think, 21 minus 33 is 12 there is my math. Our defense gave up 12 points. It's a pretty good day. But, you know, we had some cramps, some issues there that kind of exploited some depth that we needed to figure out in a hurry. But overall, the kids responded pretty well. We played a good game and, you know, came out with a win.
You know, you had a lot of offensive stars. I mean, we could really spend the whole preview just talking about everyone's performance. But let's initially start with Gavin McLaren. Was him coming out and having that 64-yard run, almost touchdown score, were you expecting Gavin to come out and play so well at fullback?
You know, I thought we had, you know, a good offensive kind of strategy there for a balance up front, but Gavin definitely took over a little bit there for us. We kind of just went with the hot hand. We have some options. We have some different avenues, like you said there. But no, Gavin played really well. He's a big physical kid. We knew he was going to be tough to bring down. We were hoping that our offensive line was going to be strong enough and sturdy enough that we could keep him at fullback because he runs very well. Very athletic kid, four sports with football, basketball, track, and baseball, that we were very fortunate that we could keep him at fullback, and he played really well. You know, he broke some tackles, made some big runs, showed some good hands on a screenplay for us. He had a very good game for being his first varsity start that I was very happy, very pleased with.
And I also think we should mention Zayden Parker. You felt good about him. We talked about him. You thought he was going to have a solid performance, but I don't think anyone could have predicted how well he played. What do you think kind of inspired him, or what do you think helped him do such a solid first varsity start?
Zayden's a competitor. You know, he does a great job with he's very hard on himself. He's very critical on himself when it comes to film, his footwork, and practice that he expects to do really well. So it's really good to see that when the game time, you know, made it happen, that he performed like he wanted to, that he's very critical of himself. He's a leader. He's a strong-willed kid that, you know, he played very well. He read his keys like he was supposed to. He did his job, and then wide receivers made him right, that we did, you know, what was it, 7 completions, I think, is what he had for 5 touchdowns, which is an efficient day. You know, can't ask for much more out of the kid, and I was very pleased with how he did.
And looking back through your game against Clark, what are some of the things you want to improve on?
You know, the 3 things that every week one you kind of try to focus on, we didn't do very well in. We had some extra penalties. Looking back on film, you know, where they kind of ticky-tacky with our kids. But, you know, I think some of them were kind of what they're just tired. You know, the false starts, the holding penalties were absolutely a thing that we saw. But I think it's because they were tired. You know, I don't think it was that we were mentally, like, not in it. It's just that conditioning part of it, that heat really got to us. And then the turnovers. You know, we got to eliminate the couple fumbles that we had, and the game gets blown out of proportion. I think early with that, because we had 2 back-to-back big plays that Clark took advantage of. And then lastly, it's just when you have a team on the ropes, so we got to finish a fight. You know, we're up 26-7, getting the ball to start the second half, we go 3-and-out. Now, that can't happen that, you know, when you're up big, you got to keep the gas pedal on and extend that lead, that we can't be complacent. And again, I think some of that was due to we had some cramps, some issues that we had to pull some kids in and out. But that's definitely something that we need to take seriously with our kids is the hydration, the food, the nutrition that they're prepared, that they can last the whole game. And that way we don't have this issue going forward.
And looking ahead to this week, what have you seen from your film and from scouting Glenwood?
They're big, they're fast, and they're physical. You know, it's a Glenwood team. You know, it starts up front, you know, with they moved him to fullback this year, but he still plays D-line for him with Trent Patton. Kid's a force to be reckoned with. He's big, he's physical. He's going to Wayne State to play college football, so you know he has the drive for it. That he's a guy, you know, he's a dude and a half. That he's big, he's physical, and he plays with really good leverage for his size. And then it's all about Caden Anderson on offense. You know, he's the general out there. He checks the plays. He gets them into the right stuff. He makes the other guys right. That he does a phenomenal job at quarterback of spreading the ball around the passing game, getting them lined up correctly in the run game. You know, they run behind Patton quite a bit, but you know, just those two guys are definitely just really good athletes. Again, they're both four sport kids. You know, they wrestle. Caden plays basketball. Trent wrestles. Trent does track and field, and then he does baseball as well, where Caden's a tennis kid and a baseball kid. That, you know, they're good athletes. They know each other. They have good chemistry. That those two definitely are the engine that makes the car go, so to speak, that we definitely have to keep an eye on one and 27 this week.
And when you're playing against a team that is physical and has that much size, what sort of mentality do the Trojans need to have against it?
You know, we definitely got to make sure that if they're going to outsize us, then we have to outskill them. You know, our technique has to be there. Our focus has to be there. We have to be aligned in the correct gaps. We have to use our speed and quickness off the ball to make sure that we don't get in a bad predicament, in a bad spot, especially defensively. And then offensively, we got to execute. You know, it goes back to the form. It goes back to the technique. That we need to make sure that if you're in the right spot, doing the right things, even if we're outmatched with the size, it still makes it at least tougher to move kids around.
Has there been a game before where you've had this obstacle of playing against such a team that was bigger and you've been successful in your coaching tenure?
Like every game we've ever played in Atlantic. You know, we are not always the biggest kids in the fight. It's very seldom that we walk out in the field and we're just bigger than everybody else. So it's definitely something that our kids are aware of. Our kids play tough physical football for the size that they are, that, you know, most games we're not the biggest dog in the fight. But our kids do play well. They play hard, and it's just something that we're used to and have to play with.
You know, who are you looking forward to kind of seeing continue to be successful this week against Glenwood?
You know, like you mentioned, the run game, Dante, Gavin, Tyson O'Brien had some good run, took good physical runs for us. And the offensive line has to play well. I'm hoping that they do, because if they do, good things will happen for us. But they played really well last week. That we definitely need a big game out of them. Reed Woodyard and Cohen Bruce definitely have the tough task this week with trying to contain Patton out on the edge. He kind of plays defensive end. They move him around a little bit, but primarily he's at end for him. That those two really need to play well at tackle for us to succeed. And the better that they do, I think the better that the team will be as a whole.
How do you motivate your offensive linemen when they're going up against such just a tough player?
You know, it's kind of dealing with attitude, effort, and then, you know, good players like challenges. You know, no one wants to win every game 50, 60, 70 to nothing. You know, competitors compete against good players. So it's just about rising to the occasion, discussing the opportunity that's in front of them, that if we have a big game against such a great athlete, like, it just reassures all the hard work that they've done. You know, so definitely calling into the competitor, the competing, and the aspect of, you know, what else would you rather do? You know, you want to play good teams. You want to play good people. Now you got to perform when you play against them. But, you know, the whole competitor part of it is what we really try to pull on.
What sort of difference does playing at home this week make?
You know, a bigger crowd. It's a long drive to Clark. Really happy to all the people that made it down there. As you found out, there's a lot of back roads, winding and twisting, that there's no good way to really get there. But being at home, you know, the Trojan Bowl should have a big crowd. That seats a lot of people. We have a military appreciation night going on that hopefully that draws in some more people from the community that have had service in any branch of the military, that we really want to honor them and see all these people out at the Trojan Bowl. The school district has passed a new, not law, but bill enactment that they have that kids get in for free with their student ID as long as they have an adult with them. That, you know, hopefully with more kids at the game, military appreciation, more community members at the game, that we have a really big, nice crowd for the opening game.
Is there any Atlantic Trojan football traditions you've enjoyed or ones you're trying to create?
You know, there's always something you try to implement. You know, we've tried to stick with you know, the way that we enter into the game. We play certain music. The kids enjoy, the kids like. You know, we always play at the Trojan Bowl. You call it the Trojan Bowl. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of wins, a lot of big games. Games we should not have won that you win at home just because of the Trojan Bowl magic. You know, it's a special place that has a lot of great memories that you really can't take any of that stuff away. Like, you can only try to recreate and add to all those special games and memories that there was last year. Ballard probably shouldn't have won. Somehow pull a last second touchdown in. My first couple years here facing a very, very good physical Creston team, taking it to overtime and somehow get a bobbled snap that's recovered. Just stuff that you really can't explain that happens there, that it's a special place with a special feel to it.
And what do you think people can expect from your Trojans this Friday?
You know, a tough physical team that might not look the biggest on paper, but they're going to give it their all. You know, we got a bunch of kids that are scrappers and fighters, and hopefully that we can put that on display and, you know, give them a good football game.
And once again, that's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer joining us here on the Trojan Preview. I'm Asa Lucas with KJAN Sports.